Now we continue on here with Mark and Walt in the morning. Welcome into a Friday that's a little bit better. Every day has incrementally gotten a little bit better as we've gone along into the holiday weekend. Some cool things coming up with some folks who have been longtime friends of ours.
Right. Trillium House has actually got some things coming up in the next, in the next couple of months over the summer. And with us this morning is Executive Director Melissa Cavill to talk about that. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us. First and foremost, Trillium House getting out there with some of these events. We'll kind of run those a little bit. But for someone that maybe isn't as familiar with Trillium House as we are, since we know you guys pretty well, what is Trillium House and what are you going to, and then we'll talk about what you're going to be doing.
Thank you. Oh, so Trillium House is a home where we take care of people who are enrolled in hospice and can't be at home anymore. It's really community funded. And so these events that we're having this summer are going to be fundraisers to help us raise money to take care of people.
As someone who has firsthand knowledge of the work that is done at Trillium House, it is angel's work. It really is with what you've provided for families here and want to continue to provide, obviously. But that does take some support. Let's just dive right into what we got going on, because these are some pretty cool events that are happening.
Thank you for saying that. I think it's a pretty cool place, too. So on June 19th, we're going to have Flatbroke Blues Band supporting us with a concert at Strega Nona to promote the upcoming Dale Watson concert that we're having. Yes, Dale is coming back in July, so we're pretty excited about that.
Now, I wanted to jump in and hear that everybody knows that I'm in Flatbroke Blues Band, and one of the reasons that we have decided we want to do this is, first of all, for me personally, as to talking with the work that Trillium House does, that's really good, but also with the Grossmans that are the family behind Strega Nona. Doc Grossman in particular has been a hospice advocate and home care and health care advocate for so long. But this is an opportunity to have a little bit of a shindig and celebrate and get the word out on that. But you'll have information there and opportunities for people to support Trillium House. Tell us about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're still working out the details of what we're going to do that night. But last year we had t-shirts that Lori made. They were wonderful. We sold those for fundraising. And then we had the opportunity to make donations. And of course, Rachel is very supportive, and Mike, or Dr. Grossman, they're all very supportive of Trillium House.
He's retired, so he's Doc Mike.
Yeah, he's Doc Mike.
But for those that don't know and have not been, Strega Nona, and either one of you can jump on this one, the event is for Trillium House, which is in Marquette, but Strega Nona is not.
Yeah.
Right? In Negaunee. So it's really great to have the support of the people on the West End. We do serve a lot of West End folks. At our place, about 30% of the people who come to us come from the West End.
We're talking about Trillium House in Marquette, and these events are out there to get the word out about Trillium House, help raise a little bit of money because it runs on contributions and donations. And there's a big event coming up, Melissa, in June, late June. The Great Lakes Harley Owners Group rally is in downtown Marquette, and Trillium House is getting involved with that. Tell us about it a little bit.
Yeah, so we are super grateful for the support of Harley Owners, the Harley Owners Group, and the riders in the area. The Bald Eagle, Harley Davidson store, even, that has been very supportive of the cause. Last year, we had a really great bike night. This year, they're having a huge rally that's going to have people coming from all over the United States to join us. And on Friday night, we're going to be downtown in Marquette. We're going to be in the little building at the Commons.
The Commons, yep.
And we're going to be having bucket raffles in there as a fundraiser for us. And you can't believe the prizes we have. So it's really great.
Yeah, I kind of can, because we see a lot of fundraising in this community. Yeah. And the businesses and the people like that usually respond quite nicely. Yeah. The other thing, too, is about the Harley Owners Group. I mean, these are people, I mean, they do the ride-in for Baycliff. They do the toy drives. They do. This is not a surprise to really anybody. But it, like you said, just the gratitude for these people willing to add on to what they're already doing is great.
They're so generous and fun. I mean, we're going to have a great time.
And this, again, is this is the Harley Owners Group event that is in downtown Marquette. It is on June 27th. It's a Friday night, but this is an open-to-the-public event that they are throwing in downtown Marquette. There's going to be some street closures, some music. Yes, Flatbroke Blues Band will be there again, because we're all into the cause of it. But that's one of the great things. And then another great music event is coming up on Sunday, July 13th. A guy that was here last year that put on a fantastic show that I had a chance to see is coming back to Negaunee. What's going on?
Dale Watson. Oh my gosh. We had so much fun at his show last year. And I can't even believe the number of people who said to me, Dale Watson was in Negaunee? Oh, so I'm really expecting a good turnout for this concert, this July 13th, Stregonona. Of course, Stregonona always puts on a great event for us, but Dale Watson, wow, he was just fantastic. Can't wait to see him again.
All this is a lot of information for folks. If they're driving in this morning, is this on your website, social media? How do they go and confirm all of this information?
So it will be on our website, and it will be on our social media. They can call me anytime. I've got tickets for the event, 906-264-5026. They can email me, info@trilliumhouse.org. Go to the website, come in. We love visitors. Mm-hmm. Come in anytime.
Trillium House is in Marquette, of course, and that website for what you guys do is what?
Trilliumhouse.org.
I know we'll have you back as we get closer to these events, Melissa, but we appreciate your time this morning with a quick update. Have yourself a great holiday weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. News headlines. Walt will have that here in just a couple of moments as we take care of business as best as we can. Working our way through a senioritis kind of Friday, but that's all right here at Sunny 101.9.